With less than 2 weeks remaining in this year's legislative session, lawmakers don't have much to brag about when they go home this year. So far, only two bills and a handful of resolutions have passed both the House and Senate. That's out of nearly 350 bills that have been introduced. APRN's Dave Donaldson joins us from the Capitol. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
So, Dave, is there a problem with legislation this year, or is there nothing really of substance?
Well, everybody's watching the money, of course, but, the House and Senate just don't seem to have agreed on anything else. Where people wanted a boost from the governor, all they got was a tax reform bill that split them apart, even along party lines. Just to expand on those numbers that you just mentioned, those two bills that have passed, the House has passed and sent to the Senate only 27 bills all year, and it's only got about 10 more ready for votes. The Senate has only sent to the House 8 bills the entire year, and only 6 in its Rules Committee. And the problem is that once they get these bills, they don't really care very much about what they do with them, because none of them are very exciting. So it's just a matter of there's nothing important going on.
And what is remaining that the public will notice? Is there anything except the budget?
I only see a couple of bills that might be considered high priorities. The Senate has, I think it really does want to approve a continuation of the senior benefits program. And there's finally some agreement dealing with the coastal management program that seems to be developing. But other than that, though, the rest is just going to be points of local or special pride, as of the adjournment anyway, unless we get a surprise.
The extension of the coastal management program started getting attention and some traction near the end of last year, too, but it didn't make it. How is it looking this year?
Well, Bethel's Lyman Hoffman today said the governor has recognized that when he gets a bill, it's going to have some changes to it. So it appears that the governor is just operating a little differently. He's trying to make improvements rather than just to stop change, which is what he was doing all during the early part of the session. Rural members during this year have threatened to just pull the plug, let the federal government take over. And at that point, the supporters of the development industries started listening to them and started negotiating with them. They don't want the feds in doing it. They don't like the state one, but they really don't want the feds. So what's going now are that, we got some compromise. One's in the House, one's in the Senate. Those two will eventually get together. Settlement of this is not out of the question right now.
There's certainly been a lot of back and forth about changing the oil tax system this year, basically tax breaks for oil producers. Critics have said that without any kind of commitment from the producers to actually invest in more production, that this shouldn't happen. What's happening with that? Is that on the horizon for final action?
I don't think anybody really expects it to happen this year during the session. There's still some talk of a special session, but I don't even get a whole lot of interest in this. There simply is too much of a split between the House and the Senate. It was close, just within the House. There's only 22 votes in favor of it. A lot of people said, the governor's not going to call a special session. He said he won't call a special session. I think it's something that's just going to have to cook for a while. Members will just have to see for themselves that change is necessary, and so far they have not been shown that. They are not seeing that a tax break is going to give them any change. And the governor is just going to have to give some proof that the changes he wants will get the results he wants from the oil companies. Once that shows up, things could start moving again. People could start listening to him. But right at this point, it's pretty slim.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks for that update.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.